And Janet, we are now rolling, and what brings you back to the University of Oregon after 20 years?
I am the keynote speaker at the 2025 commencement ceremony. So I was brought here by President Schultz and his daughter, who was a fan of my work. And so, yeah, that's my homecoming.
Any particular message that you want graduates to leave with tomorrow, especially those who are Native?
Absolutely, yeah. A special shout out to the Native grads, and I'm talking about Indigenous joy. I'm talking about joy in general and just the importance of maintaining joy as resistance, joy as an important part of sustaining our movements, and joy as a creative practice.
Yeah. And what did you study here when you were growing up? I think you were very active in the theater scene.
I was. I was a theater arts major, and I was also, I had many extracurricular activities, including organizing with the ASUO Multicultural Center and with the Native American Student Union.
So what's the latest with you?
The latest is that we just shot a pilot, also created by Sierra Teller Ornelas, Bobby Wilson, and Jackie Kali'ia'a, three comedy writers. Sierra was the co-creator of Rutherford Falls, and it's a community center comedy that takes place in Oakland, but we shot it in Portland. And if the show gets picked up by NBC for a series run, we will shoot it in Portland. So we are bringing together all the Oregon Natives and using our community resources to bring folks out and play background and do all kinds of work on the show.
When you're not writing or doing some projects, it sounds like you're just kind of back in the LA area with your two giant cats and just really kind of getting by.
Yes, I am getting by. I'm doing a lot of community organizing. Right now I'm organizing with the Chapter House, which is a, you know, local Native organization in Los Angeles. We're doing a lot of ICE resistance mobilizing and comedy shows and making sure to build and sustain community in Los Angeles for Native folks and Indigenous folks. And so that is sort of my, besides doing comedy, those are my big endeavors. I also have a podcast happening, which takes up a lot of my time with, I co-host with Brian Bahi, called Sage Based Wisdom. And so I encourage folks to check that out if you want something funny to listen to on your drive to and from work.
What were some of the things that kind of kept you motivated through your university years? I know that everyone has needs to kind of get through it. And what kept you inspired through your college years?
Oh my gosh, so many things. I was really motivated by our collective struggle as people of color going to University of Oregon and being on campus. And, you know, we really worked hard to sustain our community and to lift each other up and to promote our issues with each other, and also to like make sure that the staff of color, you know, the multicultural efforts on campus had a lot of meaning for all of us. So, you know, it was really a very multicultural, multi-ethnic community that we were cultivating and continuously trying to retain here on campus. And I see the blossoms of our seeds flourishing even today. So 20 years later, it really feels like it's coming full circle to be back.
Janet, you did great. Is there anything else that you want to share while I have the microphone going?
Fingers crossed that we get this NBC show going so we can have more Oregon Natives on screen.
All right.